This will be the second national strike and march by public sector unions in less than a year. Last November, 1.5 million people stopped work for 24 hours over planned changes to their pensions. Yet despite the walkout and subsequent negotiations, the authorities still plan to press ahead with the changes. The coalition government says it must impose a pay freeze on some workers as part of wider plans to reduce the amount it spends on the public sector. In addition, ministers say that current pension arrangements, which are funded partly by the taxpayer, are unaffordable for a country with a rapidly ageing population. As well as striking university lecturers and airport immigration staff, off-duty police officers will also march through London. This police inspector from the northwest of England, who spoke to the BBC on condition of anonymity, says cuts to frontline police numbers, as well as changes to pensions and pay, will ultimately affect the quality of the service.
You may not see an impact during this government, but in the next 10 years, you need a good mix of people. If you take away the incentive to join because they're looking at reducing significantly the joining, the starting pay, then how are you going to attract the top-end candidate, if you like?
It's rare for police officers to take part in protest marches. The last time they did so was in 2008. The government says it must plough on with its austerity programme, which on a larger scale also includes cuts to welfare benefits. A summer of strikes could be looming, though. Some union leaders have already threatened to disrupt the London Olympics.